This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
Well, how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
And we have got a great 3 hours for you, so you know to keep it locked right here. Don't touch that dial. Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you're listening. Ephraim Salam, friend of the show, joining us at the bottom of the hour. And, of course, Shekel City. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
I am great. This cold weather gotten to you yet?
Nah, you know what? I'm doing pretty well. I told you I brought my long johns. I mean, I'm so wimpy now. So I haven't worn long johns in like 6 years, and so I had a pair with me.
Wow. You wore long johns as adults, huh? As an adult?
Yeah, living in Detroit. Are you kidding? Yes. Chris.
I don't know when the last time I wore long. I mean, maybe I wore something to go shovel the snow or something at some point.
Well, you got a chauffeur ready to pick you up. You know what I'm saying? When they take you to work. Some of us have to get on the subway. How do you think I get here every day? I'm not taking some car service. I'm on the subway with the rats. That's what I'm, and I'm not talking about people either. I'm on the subway.
Hey, did you hear what happened the other day?
No, what?
The woman got pushed.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, it got pushed.
And hit by the train and killed.
Yep. And died. Crazy. Yep. Crazy.
I'm telling you, I'm always standing near the middle benches.
Oh, yeah. I'm never at the edge either because you don't know. some knucklehead, some lunatic could push you. And once you keep, there's nothing you can do. But I will say this for people who didn't grow up in a metropolitan area without public transportation. Chris, it makes life a lot easier. Public transportation and the New York City subway system is fantastic as far as getting around.
In New York.
It is.
It's an absolute must. Yeah. So, all right, let's get into it, Rob. We got the iCouple crew in effect. DJ Alex Tyshert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan on the ones and the twos on a Tyshert Tuesday. Super producer Rob G in the house. And on the updates, our man, Steve DeSager.
And Chris, we should say thanks to all the listeners. We did get some numbers we put out on social media, right?
Oh, I didn't even see them yet.
Well, you didn't see
them? I'm waiting with bated breath.
Are you? Rob G, you have them?
I didn't see
them. Rob G do it, the honors. Rob G, you there?
Well, Chris, you were on the group chat that got the numbers.
I thought you just didn't see it, yeah.
It's just that, you know, Chris Broussard is too big time for even his friends.
To even look
to
know what's...
Tied up with family business. Yeah. You know, trying to have a home-cooked meal with the family, that's all.
Well, okay. Again...
But y'all go ahead with y'all little fake stories about me, you know.
Well, either way, Chris, this is great news, okay? If you saw on social media, at Odd Couple FSR on Twitter or on Instagram, you already saw it. Rob Parker tweeted it out as well. December 2021, Odd Couple had 3 million monthly podcast listens.
Here's
here's the best part, though. You know, we are a radio show. We're not only judged on podcasts. Podcasts are great, but we do like terrestrial radio as well. Up 112% in the 25 to 54 male age bracket year to year.
Wow.
Yes.
Because we were killing it last year.
And this
so you
is
know
even bigger.
We've really gone through the roof. Wow. Well, Rob, you said it. Thank you to all you listeners. Obviously, this couldn't be without you guys. So,
and what do I always
really
say, Chris? It's not our show. It's your show.
Right.
It
and
is
Rob,
your show.
And you notice this, and you say it often. One, and this shows you guys that it's your show. We talk as much and more baseball than just about every
national show.
Now,
no
you get a
doubt.
Lot of baseball talk on local sports talk, but national, you don't get a ton, so we're right up there as far as the most. And, Rob, we're one of the few that takes calls.
Yep.
I mean,
we do.
I'm trying to think of national shows. Not many take calls anymore.
And we want to hear from you. It's your show. We want to get your opinion, even if you disagree. Chris does it all the time. He tells people who don't have the same opinion of as us to call in. All right, let's get it going. Thanks, everybody.
Last night, Rob, the L.A. Rams shocked both of us. Now, I picked the Rams to win.
But you thought it would be a close game.
I thought it'd be a great game. I thought it was going to be a lot more like San Francisco-Dallas, at least in terms of the competitiveness, than what we saw last night. And credit to the Rams. They ran away 34-11. First of all, credit to the defense, which, Rob, looked like the defense that we saw last year.
Yeah, because you remember, that was my big thing about them is that they slipped to 17.
Oh, yeah. And they did. They weren't very good during the regular season.
No, and we saw that they gave up that lead to the 49ers in the final game of the regular season at home, and they lost a game that they were leading at the half. But, you know, the Cards couldn't get anything going. I mean, that was just
embarrassing. I think negative 1 yard total in the first quarter.
Yeah, just terrible.
Yeah, and then you got to credit Matthew Stafford, Rob. His first
didn't make
playoff
any mistakes.
Win.
Yep,
right. He played a clean game. Hit his first 6 passes to set a nice tone, including a touchdown to OBJ. And OBJ, Rob, he looks good. You know what? I hope he re-signs with the Rams. Obviously, it's going to be money involved. They got Robert Woods.
There'll be other people. There'll be other suitors.
Back,
so yeah,
other suitors for sure.
Yep.
So we'll see. But Rob, I would really be intrigued, and I'm not saying this in terms of negative competition, but if OBJ does come back to the Raiders, it'll be great. I'd love to just see the positive competition between him. I mean, the Rams, him and Cooper Kupp.
Yeah. That would be interesting.
Because they're both, I mean, Kupp obviously is a great receiver, was the best in the league this year. And OBJ has that ability. I mean, I think most people would say he's more talented than Kupp. And you see him, he's not dropping balls anymore, Rob. He looks great. I got to give him a lot of credit. So great day for the Rams, Rob. And
But Chris, the real story, yes, the Rams won. They got the next step. They go to Tampa Bay. But the real story was the Arizona Cardinals, who completed another total collapse. The game, Chris, was as embarrassing as you can have it. You might want to say, well, it's Kyler Murray's first playoff game. Well, Cliff Kingsbury's a young coach, and this is a young team, and you want to do that. They just had a bad day at the office. They didn't have any field position. Whatever you want to make an excuse, I'm not buying it. They started this season 7-0, and this season crashed and burned. And worse, you know what the feeling, and I know it's hard to do off of one game, Chris, but I don't think you can win a championship with Kyler Murray. I really don't after watching. I don't think you can win a championship, and I think he's going to wind up being Doug Flutie with better dance moves and a better tan. I think that's all he's going to wind up being.
First of all, what makes you think? How you know he can dance better than Doug Flutie?
I'm just guessing. Well, maybe that might be racist, right?
No, wait, Rob. Racist. I'm going to give you, look, let's pause. I'm going to give you a moment to reflect on what you just said. And, the air is clear for like 5 seconds. If you want to retract that statement.
I'm not retracting it. I look around at the quarterbacks that win, and they're all the same. They're all the same, which is they stand in the pocket for the most part and make plays, Chris. And it's not,
okay, so would you say he's been better than Kyler? But Lamar Jackson isn't the same. Lamar Jackson isn't type of quarterback you're saying.
Yeah,
so
but are you saying
they can't win it with him?
No, I think he's a little different in that he did improve in throwing the football. And I think Kyler Murray's height is going to hurt him. I don't know. I mean, that's not a question for Lamar. I just saw that, and I just thought that was the first thing that I thought, that you're not going to be able to win. If he wins, Chris, I'll be the first one to say I was wrong, and I'll drink soap water, okay? I'll do whatever.
I don't know if you will, because you wrote off Tom Brady.
I was
10
right.
years ago.
I was right, and
you
it wasn't
still
10
have
years
not
ago.
Said he, it was 2012.
I think I'm
that
moving
was 10
that
years
to.
Ago, and you have still not said you were wrong and drank whatever you said.
Soap
you
water
drink.
Or something.
Soap
is that
water.
What it is? Soap water. All right. I just that's my gut. Go ahead, Chris. I know you're going to push back, and I know it's only one
back.
Game. I know it's only one
First
game,
of
and that's
all,
not fair.
All right, I never thought I'd say this about you, Rob Parker, but I it's just the facts are building up. Dak Prescott, you got no use for him. Kyler Murray, you can't win with him. Rob Parker, you don't like black quarterbacks.
Racist.
What?
Racist.
I mean,
Racist.
What in the world is going on?
Wow.
This dude is 24 years old. He's in his first ever playoff game. His best receiver is out. And you're taking none of that into consideration.
No, I'm looking at they went to Detroit and lost to the Lions. Chris, I get it. And you know what? You got to play. I saw Aaron Rodgers go to Arizona without his best three receivers and win a game. I know he's young. I know it's a lot. I'm just saying that was what I got out of watching yesterday, is that I just don't see it. I don't see it. I can
Remember
be mad
how bad
wrong.
Lamar was? Now, nobody's really been that bad. I'll give you that.
No.
What Kyler did last night. But
right.
Remember how bad Lamar was in his first playoff game?
Yeah, but you
game?
Say I don't like black quarterbacks. I picked Lamar to be the MVP this year. You forgot?
I think you thought he
switched
off. Then you cut him, right. That's more evidence. One game, two games, and you jumped off the
Racist.
Bandwagon.
What?
My goodness. You're out on Lamar. You're out on Kyler. You're out on Dak. Who else is out there? I know you're out on Deshaun. Everybody's pretty much out on Deshaun.
I'm half
right now.
Out on Russell
Mahomes,
Wilson.
You don't like Mahomes.
I'm half
you do
out.
Not like Mahomes. I don't think you like Russell Wilson. This is ludicrous, Rob.
You know, I like Charlie
you
Batch.
Don't like
oh, he's out the league.
No, look, here's what I'll give you, Rob. His size is a concern. Because, first of all, can he stay healthy?
I said that. That's a
concern,
part of it.
Right. Last year, he played all 16 games. But the last 5 or 6 games, he was banged up. And he played injured, but he played, but he was banged up and he couldn't be himself. This year, he missed 3 games, came back, never was quite himself. So that's a concern. The height, look, Rob, there's a reason that quarterbacks need to be, you know, relatively tall. I mean, there are exceptions and we've seen them. And Kyler, look, thus far, Rob, he's a 2-time Pro Bowler. He's had a great start to his career. But he would be the aberration. I mean, just think about it. Seeing over the line of scrimmage when you're batted down balls. Yes.
Right. I don't know what the number is, Rob G. Did he leave the league with batted down balls? I don't know.
No, so look, but I am far from ready to give up on Kyler Murray. I think that's a ludicrous take, Rob, after his first playoff game and his first third season in the league.
That's what I got last night.
They're building, Rob. They're building. 5 wins Kingsbury's first year, 8 wins last year, and 11 wins this year. And I get it. Kingsbury's teams fizzle down the stretch.
And this ain't new, Chris.
It's not new. And they got to sit down with him, do some analysis, find out what in the world is the problem. That's what I would do if I'm the front office. What is going on with these late season collapses? That's number one. But I am not ready to give up on Kyler Murray, and I wouldn't fire Kingsbury now either. Remember, Rob, he didn't have DeAndre Hopkins. What did we say all last year? Him getting DeAndre Hopkins helped take him to another level. And this year they were 8-2 when DeAndre Hopkins was there. They fell off. Now, maybe they would have done it anyway because, as you said, that's Kingsbury's pattern.
Right.
But DeAndre Hopkins was out for most of those games. 3-4 without him. And, Rob, Stephon Diggs helped take Josh Allen to another level in Buffalo. If you look at it, Rob, every single team that is still standing, everyone has an elite receiver. Everyone. Mike Evans in Tampa. Devontae Adams in Green Bay. Stephon Diggs in Buffalo.
But
the Rams obviously got a crew.
I get that.
You go on. And so he didn't have his man, Rob. I'm just saying. He was horrible last night.
Okay. But that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that they could have played well or he could have played and they lost. I could accept that. What that was they just looked overmatched and he looked overmatched.
All right, you heard Rob Parker, 877-99 on Fox. He doesn't think you can win big, Super Bowl, maybe even conference championship with Kyler Murray. I say he's full of hogwash. What say you? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple. Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Hey. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge.
or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, we're the Odd Couple, and we're live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, one place to go is called AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, you know where to go. AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Bring it, look, bring it to Rob Parker, because I think the brother's tripping on brothers in particular.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm just saying, Kyler Murray, Pat Mahomes, Dak Prescott, Lamar, you just jettisoned after the second game of the season.
Did I do that?
All right, what y'all got?
Let's kick it off with Rob in Texas on a Trash Talking Tuesday. That's coming up later in the show. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Rob?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Boy, I love you guys. I love hearing you guys go back and forth.
Thank you, buddy, brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I fall in that category from 25 to 50, all the 3 million. Listen, I fall in that category.
Man,
right there.
Thank you.
We appreciate that, man.
But I have to agree, you know, that's what I saw, what Rob saw, because it's not about whether you're black, brown, white, or whatever. The quarterback is the height. And Von Miller and Aaron Donner exposed him from the outside and gave you a recipe on how to play a pocket quarterback, keep him from going out, and keep him in the pocket. He can't see over those linemen. They're too big. I saw him in the huddle. And Lamar Jackson, these other guys, Lamar takes off down the middle. He'll take off the ball in the middle, outside, wherever. And I mean, that guy's too smart to go down the way Lamar does. You know, some of these other running quarterbacks can do it, you know? It's a height, though. That's what I saw.
I know it's only one game, and we appreciate the call, Rob, in Texas. Thanks, Chris. And I get why you would push back, because I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment. Just like if he won the game last night, I'd say he's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
If he won the game, would you say, great game, but they could not win a championship?
Nah, I wouldn't be able to say that. I mean, but it was just
Chris,
so...
Chris, you are being a prisoner of the moment.
That,
you
it was... It was, Chris, it was fugly. It was
It was
ugly.
It was horrible. Like, that pick six,
oh,
I mean, that was worse than Carson Wentz and Matt Stafford's.
Yep, pick sixes. I agree. That was worse than a Matthew Stafford pick six. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, buddy?
My uncle's from another mother. My brother's behind the board. Weave Nation, what up, man?
Hey, what's good, Sean?
Hey, man, just download that new podcast. Sounding great, man.
Hey, my God.
Sean.
Real quick.
Sean. Go ahead, Sean.
You know I got to show love to my favorite DJ, man. Just like I'm going to show love to y'all, man. I'm one of them 3 billion listeners listening to y'all every single day. Even right now, recovering from COVID. You know what I mean? Y'all keeping all of those.
No, what I was going to say,
Are you all right?
I'm doing way better, Rob. Man, I was more worried for my wife because, you know, she's 6 months pregnant right now.
Right.
She had gestational diabetes and found out she got COVID the exact same day. But she's doing a lot better, too. So we recovering over here in Sacramento, baby. Okay,
man, hang in there. Our prayers.
All right.
I appreciate y'all, man. Hey, but like I was saying, hey, Rob Stradamus, not only did he go 4-1 this weekend, but he's 100% right about Kyler Murray. What you failed to mention, Chris, is that the guy can't stay healthy.
Biggest concern. Yeah, yeah. Rob was 3-3 in the pigskin.
No,
pickup.
Wasn't.
I don't know. He's telling these fables.
No, you saw it.
In
you
the pigskin pickup,
no,
you
no,
were
no.
3-3.
Chris, on the what you call it, on Shekel City, I posted on, so I'll send it to you. I was 5-1 this weekend on
Shekel City. Okay, Shekel City, but pigskin pickoff, you were 3-3.
Shekel
City. That's all
City.
I'm concerned about.
No, that's where I'm betting the money. But go ahead, Sean. Go ahead, finish up.
But yeah, I was just going to say, so that it's the injury thing on one hand. And with Cliff Kingsbury, Chris, you said he fizzles at the end of the season, but he fizzles in dramatic fashion. That first year, he lost 4 out of 5. Last year, he lost 5 out of 6. This year, he lost 6 out of 8.
Yeah.
How could you say that somebody who does that is actually able to win the big game, man? He's got to be
I didn't. Well, first, I didn't say that about Kingsbury. I just said I wouldn't fire
Thanks,
him.
Sean.
Would you fire him right now? Is Sean gone?
He would have been fired last year with me, man.
I never would have hired him. I never would have hired him.
He got the hookup. All right, let's squeeze in Kevin real quick. Can we not? No.
Real quick. One minute.
Kevin in Florida, real quick, Kev. What you got?
Yeah, I'm here. Rob, you know what? Number one, I've been listening to this show for a long time, and I never had to call the radio station because I always agree with you.
Uh-oh.
But when I heard this tape, I had to come on because, you know, you can't come to me halfway through the season and say how bad he's been when at the beginning of the season, everybody's anointing Kyler Murray the next big thing. And then the coach puts together a plan that puts Kyler Murray in a position every time he drops back where he never has the opportunity to ever succeed. So I know that that pick six in the end zone was ugly, but I mean, come on, you got to chalk that game up to the coaching more than you do the players.
Okay, that's fair. I'm not going to push back if you disagree with me, but that's what I took from that game. That's all I'm saying.
All right, we got Ephraim Salaam coming up. We'll ask him this and much more, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
That's right. He graduated to his own theme music. He's a NFL offensive lineman and Fox Sports Radio weekend host. Does a terrific job. Friend of the show. Our man, Ephraim Salaam. What up, brother?
What up, Ephraim?
What's happening, man? How y'all doing?
Man, we doing great, better than man. The Arizona Cardinals. I'm going to get right to it, Ephraim. After watching that game, that debacle, that chicanery, what I took away from that game was that Kyler Murray is not going to be able to win you a Super Bowl. I mean, I looked at that. I know it was his first playoff game. I just couldn't get over how exposed and bad that was. Am I overreacting after one game, one playoff game?
Well, yeah, you got to. Of course, man. One game doesn't make a player. Of course, that's an overreaction. To say this man would, I mean, he was the leading MVP candidate at the beginning of the season. He got hurt. DeAndre Hopkins got hurt. That really changed the whole complexity and face of their offense. When they lost DeAndre Hopkins, who's one of the top three receivers in the world, when right. you take a piece like that out of your offense, you do lose something. And they just haven't been able to recover. They lost, what, 4 or 5 coming down the stretch after starting on fire. But having those two guys out for an extended period of time, Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins, is why this team never really fully gelled into the team we thought they were at the first half of the season.
But they've done it 3 years in a row. I'm sorry, Chris.
Yeah, Kingsbury does that.
Go look at his record, Ephraim. He did it at Texas Tech. His whole career, they've had fade jobs in the second half. What is that?
Well, he couldn't stop injury. If DeAndre Hopkins is healthy, they're not going through that. I mean,
they fizzled down the stretch last year. DeAndre.
I get it, but that's if you know we could go back and go like, well, if or a win, if it was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. Yes. I just don't like to count out a team or a player when an intricate part of that system is missing. That's not fair.
I'm with you there. Let me ask you this, because my concern, and I think Rob's being a prisoner of the moment. And I'm with you, Ephraim. There's no way I'm writing off Kyler Murray after one bad playoff game. But his size is a concern to me on two fronts. Yes. One, can he stay healthy? Because, you know, he plays, but he gets banged up. So he may be playing, but he's not fully 100%. And two, you know, just the height. I mean, is that – it looked like a problem last night. Do you think – I mean, there's a reason, I guess, we haven't seen many quarterbacks his size. Do you think you have concerns about his height?
Well, I do. I had concerns about his height coming out of college. He's proven me wrong. I thought he should have went and played baseball. Turned out to be I really did. I just thought at 5'9", 5'10", I mean, they tried to stretch him into 5'11", but you can look at him and tell he's not 5'11".
We met him at the Super Bowl, Chris,
in
Miami.
I think he's a solid 5'9",
right?
Because I'm 5'10".
We met him. He was smaller than Chris.
Slightly.
Yeah, so and you know, Chris is a little man, so
right.
I'm just playing, man.
Everybody's little compared to you.
I'm teasing. Everybody little compared to me.
The first time Ephraim saw Chris, he wanted to pick him up. Okay.
I'll say this. Offensive linemen aren't getting smaller. Defensive linemen aren't getting smaller. They're getting bigger, stronger, and faster. So being able to throw through those windows, and, I mean, he has a lot of balls batted down at the line of scrimmage. All of those things are reasons why there's like a height preference for a quarterback. Now, Drew Brees came in and just shattered that mold. He just was such a prolific passer. Everybody's not going to be Drew Brees. It's just, I mean, it's been one of one so far. Right. So you can't say, okay, well, he's the same as Drew Brees and this and that. If they move Kyler Murray out of the pocket and have him throw on the run, that'll help him. He has to get better accuracy when he does that. But I mean, look, he's a good quarterback. Like that, that's not the reason Arizona's not, you know, is not going to be good. Or
now, don't forget,
it won't be at the quarterback position.
Don't forget, Colt McCoy came in when he was out, and they won games without
people. They did.
So I'm just saying, like last night, shouldn't have been that bad, even with people out. Let me ask you about the Rams defense. I questioned it after they gave up the last game of the year to the 49ers. You remember that, Ephraim? They were up 17-0 at home, and they lost that game. And their defense last year going into the playoffs was number one. This year, number 17, was it their defense or was it Kyler Murray and the Cardinals? What did you see last night?
Look. In terms of the Rams and their defense?
Yeah, like was it what the Rams were doing or what the Cardinals weren't?
I'll tell you this. What happened with the Rams, we were waiting. Once they start acquiring all of these pieces, right, of course Jalen Ramsey's there, and then they bring over Von Miller, and you're like, oh, my God, this is about to be crazy. It just took time to gel. Like, they were off. Like, when those guys came in, they had the three-headed monsters, I like to call them, with Ramsey and Miller and Donald, like we're like, okay, they're going to destroy people. It just took time. What we're seeing now is a defense that's had a month or and some change to practice together. Guys are healthy. Guys are getting after it. I mean, that defensive front with Floyd and Von Miller, they even had Von Miller covering tight ends and running backs and slot receivers. What we saw from that defense last night, if that is the defense that's going to show up in the playoffs, every team is in trouble.
So that being the case, Ephraim, who you got this weekend, Tampa or the Rams?
If they can get pressure on Tom Brady, I would take the Rams. I really would. Look, man, Matthew Stafford is this? He's finally got a taste of playoff success. Sean McVay was very cautious about what he did and the positions he put Matthew Stafford in. If you notice, at the end of the half, they had the ball twice. Within right. 4 minutes, they had the ball twice with time to go down and score. Sean McVay was like, nah, look, we up 21-0.
He didn't want it. Right.
Right.
There's no doubt about it, Ephraim. Yep. There's no doubt about it. He's like, I'm not letting him throw a pick six to turn the game
no.
around.
Right. No, he would not do that. And because what happened was the defense came to play. They scored the shortest pick six in NFL right. playoff history, right? So if you can, right. if that defense is playing like that, Matthew Stafford is going to kill the playoffs. When they're not playing from behind and they're getting short fields, this is going to be bad for everybody. That's how
talented
he is.
Well, Wirfs is the key, right? Tristan Wirfs. I mean, if he's not healthy,
it's a problem.
You almost got to pick the Rams. If he's not healthy.
If he's
is
not
he,
healthy.
Is he out?
They're not sure. He's in a booth. Yeah. They won't find out until later in the week.
I would imagine
and if he's
not
there, they're
go.
In trouble.
Right, right. All right, that's our man, Ephraim Salaam. Great stuff as always.
Thanks,
brother.
Buddy.
We appreciate you.
Absolutely, brothers. Y'all stay safe out there.
Yep. The Brooklyn Nets, Rob, are a mess. We'll get into that next. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go.
I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, it is the Odd Couple. I am Chris, he is Rob, and we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And real credit card questions require real people. Folks that understand your issues and work with you to resolve them. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives who are available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Folks, it's time for Shekel City.
To Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Shekel City, we didn't win last night. Chris cost me $450 because I had to – yeah, that was a bad one. I wound up winning, I told you, $650, but I could have been $1,100 from the weekend. But anyway, Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesars Sportsbook, but it will be tonight, Chris. There's only two NBA games. I stayed away from that Warriors-Pistons because every time I bet against the Pistons, they win. And it's Warriors, Chris, minus 15.5. I just said, I'm not betting it. I'm staying away from it. So I got a couple of college games in the schedule that we're going to put some shekels down on. Duke minus 5 at Florida State. My buddy Steve Schneider, who I went to high school, he used to be a college coach. So he helps me with the college stuff because he knows them better than I do. Right. Also, I got Miami plus 2.5 against the Tar Heels. Miami, the Hurricanes, plus 2.5 against the Tar Heels. And the last one, Chris, an NBA game. T-Wolves are at the Knicks at Madison Square Garden. I'm taking the Knicks plus the 3 points. So I got the Knicks beating the T-Wolves and getting 3 points. There you go. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. Shekel City, move here.
All right. Well, I'm happy for you, man. I'm always happy when Shekel City rebuilds itself. It seems
I'm gonna send you what we had because you're still a little skeptical.
I
hear it in your voice.
I'll tell you, I'm skeptical. You don't have to read between any lines.
Elijah, Rob G, they all know, Chris. You didn't see it because you don't look at social media. You know, you're doing God's work on the weekends. You know what I'm saying?
I am trying.
I know you are. All right, but when you get a chance, look at your phone, all right?
All right, I'll check it out. But Rob, the Brooklyn Nets that we both picked to win it all going into the season. I said in the tease, they're a mess. I mean, look, they still got a great record. They're still very much in the hunt, you know, because the fact is Chicago, they've been humbled lately, right?
Big time. They looked like
Golden State, Brooklyn. They
lost four in a row.
Four in a row and five of six. The Grizzlies beat them. The Warriors and Nets routed them.
Yeah.
So yeah, and they do have some injuries, but still they're being humbled and they're young anyway. Miami, they're good, right? Really good. You see them winning the championship or winning the East? No. Brooklyn is there. Cleveland's young, playing great, but young. Philadelphia got Embiid. And, you know, he's a superstar, but I don't think they have enough around him. And Milwaukee, Rob, who I really like, but they've struggled this year.
Chris, they've lost some games, too, that is shocking. The game they lost last night, the Hawks were down the entire game.
Right.
And stormed back in the fourth quarter, which was shocking.
Right. So Brooklyn's not alone in, you know, playing below its standards.
Right.
But, Rob... Man, it feels like if it ain't one thing, it's another.
They can't, Chris.
No, right?
I was at the game Saturday night when Durant got hurt, and I was telling you pre-show meeting, I saw the play live, Chris, and I was stunned. And, I didn't see the replay and whatever, and you say sometimes those are the worst injuries.
Non-contact, yeah,
right.
or at least doesn't look that bad.
But it was just a graze. I just, like, he fell back, but Durant didn't, like, go tumbling or fall back or his leg was wrapped in the other guy's leg or anything like that. And I was like, he's out? You know, and then I thought, okay, they're not going to bring him back. For the second half, they're up by 30 at halftime, right? So I wouldn't bring him back. And then I hear he's out 4 to 6 weeks.
Right, right. And that's the thing, Rob. Like, Durant's injured, or Harden's injured, or Kyrie's injured, or Kyrie's out because of the vaccination. It's just, Rob, one thing after another. And it's been that way for 3 years, right? I mean, KD doesn't play the first year they're here. Kyrie's plays, 20 games or so?
Yep, and then last year they both get hurt in the playoffs. Yeah. Two of their stars get hurt in the playoffs.
It just, Rob, it doesn't seem like it's going to happen for them. And we'll see. But it really doesn't seem that way. And, Rob, I'm really starting to think James Harden might leave after this season. And the way it's looking now we got a lot of basketball left, and we'll see what the playoffs bring. But I wouldn't blame him if things don't get better. And if they go out in the second round again, I wouldn't blame him because it just seems like, you know, Rob, we talked about this before. Who knows when the pandemic's ending?
It ain't.
Right?
Chris,
it might be the same thing next year.
You're right, because it ain't getting, it doesn't seem like this is going to be around for a while, and I'm with you. I don't know. I'm going to wait. We still got a long way to go. If maybe it was good, and I just say this from the standpoint of Durant got it out of the way, and, you know, 4 weeks to 6 weeks is not the end of the world, Chris, in the NBA. You know that. He can come back. He came back off a more serious injury, and it looked great. So they still could get it together.
All right. It is the Odd Couple. And, Rob, we haven't even announced. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. So third hour of the show, you'll be able to call in, trash anyone or anything in the world of sports. You got 30 to 40 seconds to do so. We got 2 hours left, though. You know what to do. Keep that bad boy locked right here on Fox Sports Radio.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.